Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. Good to see you all here today. We have one of our favorites, David Harton, the CEO at ITC, is going to share with us, and we're not going to take any of your time. David, bring us a challenge.
Well, thank you, Kevin. And I have to start today just with a confession that I didn't want to do this today. I've been in what you call a slump. My daughter plays softball. She's a senior at Auburn High, and she started the season in a slump, which is hard to watch with their last season. But I feel like in business, in the past 30 days or so, we had a deal that, man, we had just poured time and money into and had worked really, really hard just to watch it kind of fall apart at the end. In the past couple weeks, I had just somebody in business that I really look up to let me down. And I think that's hard to watch kind of as a young guy when you see people that you look up to, at least in an instance or two, not be who you think they are. And just yesterday, we had applied for some grant money with the state of Alabama and had put a ton of, we'd hired consultants, we'd done all kinds of things. And instead of winning, not only did we lose, a competitor won. So it's tough. But I thought, this happens to everybody, and it's not unique to me. And when things like this happen, I think it's normal and natural for just a little bit of doubt to set in, a little bit of, God, what's going on? What are you doing? And so what I want to share with you guys today is just four, I call them fundamentals. I learned them from Reggie Campbell. I don't know if he learned it from somebody else, but I thought we'd just kind of hit those of where you kind of have to go back to when things don't go the way that you thought they went or would go, should go. And the first is to just remember that God is real, right? The very first combat to doubt is that he's there. You know, in Romans 1, verse 20, it says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal powers and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." And so when that little doubt of, man, is God even there, comes in, you got to just combat it with, this world works too perfect. If we were a little further away, a little closer to the sun, life wouldn't even be possible. And so that he is real. And then that leads you kind of to principle number two, is that God loves us. And not just corporately as human race, but God loves Kevin and me and all of you individually. He knows all of our stories. He knows the outcomes. And so it's just helpful to recenter that God loves us. And then number three, God can be trusted. Because he's real and because he loves us, he can be trusted. And that as Christians, we're never given the whole story. We're just given enough to take the next step forward. But that because he loves us, this is all part of a grander scheme, that these things happen for a reason. They're not accidents. And he's there. And then lastly, that there is life after this one, that this whole life is just but a whisper. And so our goal as Christians is to be footnotes into the grander story that he's writing, the redemptive story of all humanity, and that everything we face is temporary. So today's challenge is pretty straightforward. It's that when doubt and fear creep in, choose faith. So thanks, and go be the edge.
Hey, David, that's strong. That's good. I got those. I'm gonna have to ponder those some today. What a great word for us.